goes straight into an important issue, which is the fate of some of the arrested Blockade Australia people. And we've got Veronica Crimi on the line. G'day, Veronica. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. Now, Veronica, you made it clear to people that two of the people that were denied bail after the Colo Valley raids that were targeting the Blockade Australia people before their action in Sydney were actually kept in a tiny cell for 17 days without any sunlight.
Yes, well, that's right. And so one of those people was my son, Max Kermy. And so I get, you know, occasional phone calls from him, from the prison system. And, yeah, so he said to me the other day, you know, they hadn't been out of the cell for 17 days. Well, we counted the days. And it's just shocking. So I rang the prison ombudsman in New South Wales, and I mean, I don't know if that did it, but they certainly transferred them out of the cell. But it's just unbelievably way too long. No sunlight, no exercise, no fresh air. And two of them together, grown men that have to shower and all their ablutions, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's a bit hard to work out if they're being particularly targeted or if that's just the poorest state of the New South Wales prison system.
Yes, well, that's right. You know, I was told that staff shortages throughout COVID was an issue, but this is our third year of COVID, and then they went on to say that the floods were making it even worse. And you know, by that stage, the floods have been going for 3 days. And it's just mixed different. Here, one thing, you know, the prison says that it's 10 days isolation when you come in for COVID, and yet he'd already been in there by, you know, he'd already been in there 17, so he'd been over the 2 weeks. So, I mean, it was just everything was a contradiction. Still not good for people. You know, I mean, prison is awful, but it's supposed to be just, you know, a lack of freedom. It's not supposed to be torture, which, you know, of course I'm worried about my son.
Well, Tim and Max have been singled out, and they were singled out because, in inverted commas, concerns about their leadership and training role, with evidence tendered that Tim had used a whiteboard. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's right. And from my understanding, that was evidence was obtained during the surveillance that they did for a couple of days before the raid at Colo. And, you know, there are serious concerns have been raised regarding the legal basis of that surveillance. You know, and, you know, we've all heard this, as well as the reported failure, you know, in the surveillance to identify themselves when they were sprung.
Yeah, exactly. And then the breaking of all the smashing of the windows of all the cars.
Yeah, that's right, even if they had keys. Yes, that's right. And they also ran over, you know, ran into a couple of people driving fast through the property, you know, which, you know, yeah, just one disgusting thing after another, really. Yeah.
Now, that leads into the actions that happened in Sydney and the ramping up of anti-protest laws in New South Wales as a response.
Mm. Yes. Well, that's right. I mean, after the Port of Botany mobilisation, you know, they made much more serious charges, but you know, my son certainly hasn't been charged with those. I mean, conspiring to block a road, that's one of the charges. I mean, they're sort of all a bit loose, it's all a bit unsure, but, you know, they've got these serious things now, 2 years in jail, you know, thousands of dollars fine, but they're not even using them. So, you know, just, you know, throwing people in jail with no time limit on it. I mean, after the Port of Botany when he was arrested after that, yeah, he was given a 4-month sentence, but, you know, he was out of jail, you know, after 2.5 weeks, and then spent a month on house arrest. You know, it was still, you know, unbelievable considering he's a climate change activist trying to save the planet. Sure, he might have been pretty extreme climbing up the crane, but, you know, these are serious times.
Yeah, they are serious times, and this reactionary response by government is quite clearly aimed at the activists, but not at dealing with climate change.
No, no, not at all. No, in fact, it's going in the other direction. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in Sydney, yeah, people were pulled over in their cars, any cars with a foreign, you know, not a New South Wales number plate, pulled over. Cars were defected, you know, like put off the road, so then people just couldn't keep going. People had their cars searched, had their tech confiscated, and a lot of people had a lot of their possessions in their cars. And then, you know, they were given, then they were, so they were arrested for things like having an art implement or a texter or a gardening tool, and then not given, and then given bail and had to leave the state without being able to get the car fixed, not having enough time to fix the car, had to leave it behind. Just things like that.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary. Having a texter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, unbelievable. People were arrested for one thing and then charged for something else. You know, it's just unbelievable. And then during the mobilisation, people were arrested. Everyone was given non-association orders with these great lists of people that are supposedly linked to Blockade Australia. Then, you know, just these unbelievable bail conditions. And then during the mobilisation, they were told part of the bail conditions was they had to give their phone to the police if they came around to visit them and open the phone to them.
Oh, goodness. And Has there been any pushback legally? I know that there are people representing the Blockade Australia people,
yeah,
and there is a pushback, isn't there?
Well, there's a fantastic legal team. There's some fantastic people that have come forward, but the volume has just been unbelievable. The volume of people arrested, and it all takes time. And they wanted to keep people out of jail. So, I mean, their bail conditions, people will all be returning to court, but the way that they're using the prison system for people on bail or before they even go in front of the magistrate is appalling. So we want to keep people out of jail.
And so with Tim and Max, what's going to happen with them?
Well, you know, that's a bit... It's hard to know. They've got... I know Max has got a hearing on Tuesday, but you know, we're not sure because they've you know, entered this conspiracy charges into it. It makes it a lot more complicated, and I'm not even really sure of the other charges. But you know, we don't know. They just wanted to lock him up. It seems to me they just wanted to lock him up.
Yeah, right. And but it's interesting, isn't it, because the establishment considers leaders. It sees the world in terms of leaders and followers.
Yes.
But Blockade Australia is different, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's very different. And people know that they're looking for that sort of thing because they're always asking. Anyone who's ever been arrested, Blockade Australia has always been asked, you know, who are the organisers, all this sort of stuff. But it's... you know, it doesn't have leaders. There are, you know, people that do a lot of work and are keen, but there's plenty of those, lots and lots of people. And, so...
It's actually a mass movement.
Well, hopefully it's a mass movement, yes. It's getting more and more people interested in it all the time. And,
I'm quite fascinated. I mean, it's a broad, there's a wide range of age groups. It's not like saving the planet from climate change and a disastrous capitalist system isn't an age-specific fight. But there are an awful lot of young people involved.
There are an awful lot of young people involved, and I suppose they're concerned about their future. I know my son is, you know, very concerned about having a livable planet. But there are plenty of older people who are interested as well. You know, it has a huge range of ages with people, and people from all sorts of backgrounds as well, because all of us have to live on this planet. And so all of us, if all of us were concerned, it would be fantastic. If all of us were concerned enough to get out there and do something, that's all we need. You know, we've got the power with the people, and Blockade Australia has really proven that. But the state's really coming down hard because it's obviously a threat to the status quo and, you know, the future of destroying this country for profit. You know, that's how I see it.
I'm interested in the layout of Sydney in the sense that it's invested hugely in privately run tunnel roads, effectively.
All right.
Yeah, and I was talking to some people from Blockade Australia about strategy, and of course they couldn't really talk about that, but they saw it as an opportunity that Sydney is so congested and has such defined arterial and tunnel roadways. Was that how did the blockade work over the last week?
Well, there was a huge overreach by the police. So people were picked off the street, you know, not even on the road, just walking. And I mean, sure, Sydney was a big target, and it was also where colonisation began. You know, I mean, Botany Bay, Sydney, and it's you know, the biggest, CBD, so business district in Australia. But it is fairly
chaotic. It's also the financial centre.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I mean, I'm not party as to
but you would have observed what happened.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what I saw was just the walking around blocking the streets, and the blockages didn't last for very long, and the police were there, you know, pushing people and shoving people and arresting people and pepper spraying people.
Yeah, the pepper spray. Always the pepper. And then, of course, they bring in in Melbourne, they bring in the horses.
Yeah, only a couple of horses there. In Sydney, yeah, they didn't have as many as I've seen in Melbourne. I mean, any big city is a target. I mean, I think Sydney's more chaotic than Melbourne, but just as far as targeting that for the mobilisation, it's a big city, really, that's all. And it is, you know, the heart of the financial sector of Australia as well. And also, you know, they've got all the coal and everything in New South Wales. I mean, it's not just coal, it's a whole, you know, capitalist system that we have here. But it started there. It has its heart there.
We got the impression that a lot of talkback radio was flogging an anti-message, but also that there was actually quite strong public support for an understanding of the issues that are on hand.
Yeah, I think there is. I think it is growing. I think people are finally connecting that climate change, you know, capitalism is not going to survive climate change no matter what. And people are starting to get that. And people, you know, the idea of this mobilisation was that any person could come and join in the mobilisation and be part of the movement, you know, without having to hang off a bridge or something like that. You know, it was an ability, it gave people the opportunity, and people certainly came. I'm sure some people were scared off, and that's totally understandable because the police overreach has been unbelievable. You know, even the hostel that I stayed in when I was there, they came into the room. You know, I was already asleep. It was 10 o'clock at night. They came in and just have a little chat. You know, it was unbelievable. And then they left again. Yeah, so they were certainly, they certainly were watching people and following people. There was heaps of plainclothes police as well, just following people, monitoring people, picking them off, arresting them, defecting their car, searching their car, and then, you know, releasing them with these amazing bail conditions. So
well,
there's no wonder some people didn't come.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not over, is it?
No. No, 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 it's not over. No, it's not over. No, the mobilisation in Sydney is over, except for all the people that still need to go through the courts.
But the fight's still on.
Thanks. Well, yeah, that's yeah. Right. The fight's not over till you win.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Thanks for talking to us, Veronica.
Okay, thank you.